Time now for business news. New documents and audio tapes from Enron have been released by a public utility in Washington state. The information suggests that Enron began scheming to drive up the cost of power at least 2 years before the West Coast energy crisis in 2000-2001. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
One of the most compelling audio tapes is a conversation between an Enron trader and a power plant operator in Las Vegas as they conspire to take a power plant offline. The concocted shutdown took place at 11 a.m. on January 17, 2001. That is precisely when rolling blackouts hit about a million California consumers. As the scheme unfolds on tape, the Enron trader tells the plant operator, quote, "This is going to be a word-of-mouth kind of thing."
"We want you guys to get a little creative."
"Okay."
"And come up with a reason to go down."
"Okay."
"Anything you want to do over there? Anything like that?"
"Yeah. Yeah, there's some stuff that we could be doing tonight."
"That's good."
According to the Snohomish County Public Utility, or PUD, Enron used various schemes to manipulate the market. They had names like Get Shorty, Thin Man, Fat Boy, Sidewinder, and Ricochet. In Alberta, Canada, the scheme was called Project Stanley, after hockey's Stanley Cup. In 1999, it drove prices from about $25 per megawatt hour to more than $300, according to the PUD. The PUD's Assistant General Counsel, Eric Christensen, adds that audio tapes reveal that Enron's former CEO, Jeffrey Skilling, knew about the criminal conduct.
"The bottom line is that Enron was an organized criminal conspiracy, and that the roots of that conspiracy dated back to 1997 and 1998.
A spokeswoman for Enron would say only that the company is continuing to cooperate with all ongoing investigations. The PUD and Enron are now battling over $122 million Enron says it is entitled to. But the PUD says Enron's contracts were fraudulent and the utility shouldn't have to pay. So far, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has not let the utility off the hook. The PUD and Senator Maria Cantwell accuse FERC of dragging its feet. Cantwell said yesterday she will ask the Senate Government Affairs Committee to investigate FERC's conduct, adding they will try to show that FERC commissioners are, quote, obstructing justice. FERC spokesman Brian Lee.
"That's very interesting rhetoric, but the commission is doing all it can within its limited statutory authority."
Lee went on to note that this week, FERC staff recommended to an administrative law judge that Enron forfeit up to $1.8 billion in unjust profit. Meanwhile, criminal probes of Enron continue. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.